Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are calling in from. It could be any time of the day. And I want to welcome everybody to Saturday AM Live, or Team Rogers Mentoring 101, or, as I just found out, the Vance call. Oh, my goodness gracious. This is going to get fun, and it's going to be exciting. Just a little bit of housekeeping stuff, and then we are going to rapid-fire jump into things. And for some of you, this is going to be an entirely new format, but for some of you, it's going to be, oh, wow, this is how this call started 15 years ago, and this is exciting stuff. So with that in mind, there has been an entire new shift with the new Nikken. As I mentioned before, new president, new products, new enhancements, and with that in mind, I have labored for the last few weeks, not too much laboring, not like, you know, child labor or anything like that, but a lot of mental and emotional thought has gone into this. I've talked to several people that have mentored me over the last 22 years since I started in Nikken, and these people I consider to be experts in the field of mentoring, and that's where we're going with Saturday AM Live. So you'll start to see the shift, and it'll be very, very evident. And so with that in mind, we're going to jump right on in. And as we have seen modeled by the leaders in North America, the Diamonds and the Royal Diamonds, there's a real cross-section of people on this call that are not part of the Rogers organization, which is absolutely terrific. That's a beautiful representation of the Nikken family. And with that in mind, we're going to focus on what it really means to be a mentor and a mentee all in one. And I am no way the grand poobah of mentors. I simply am learning as I go, just like all of us do, and utilizing some of the tips and the skills and the knowledge that I've learned from others. So with that in mind, today's topic, what we're focusing it on today, and what several of you who have stepped up to the plate and said, count me in, I'm in, number one, I'm going to be a quality enrollment. I'm going to set the example and get on auto ship of at least 100 points or more, and I'm going to set a goal and target every single month to have at least 500 points in personal volume myself. Now, obviously, the auto ship is part of that, and then bringing on customers is the second aspect of that. Other volume that's associated, or just placing orders for people in a variety of ways. And we'll get more into the details on that later on some of the little idiosyncrasies of how to do that. But today we're going to focus in on establishing the why. Why are we in Nikken? And as I learned years ago, Dave Stoltz has taught me, and it was reiterated by another friend, Brenda Henley, your why should make you cry. And if there's no emotional connection with why you're in Nikken, for example, I'm in Nikken because the products changed my life and I really like the company. There's no emotional story in what I just said in those few words. Several people are going to jump on right now, and I know they have got a schedule that dictates them sharing first, so I'm going to just call on people that I know are on the line that are part of our mentoring group, and I'm looking at a list of a dozen people that have either contacted me via text, email, or phone and said, yep, I'm in. I want to be a part of this. And something I should preface, if this seems awkward to you, I'm going to quote what our new president, Ben Woodward, said the other day to the Diamonds and the Royal Diamonds, and it was this, that getting called on and being part of an accountability group or a mentoring group, if at any time you feel nervous because you're stepping up to the plate and sharing something that's personal to you or emotional, this is a good feeling because it promotes growth. It's never intended to demoralize or make you feel awkward in any way, shape, or form. That's not it at all. And so just going into it, because whatever you share as one of the Royal Diamonds shared, this is a safe environment. Nobody's going to criticize you. Nobody's going to judge you. This is your why. These are your things that you're bringing to the call. So, Gisela Stevens, did you hit star six yet? I know you're commuting to your exercise class. And you should be on the line.
Am I on?
Okay, you are on.
And I just didn't hear the rest. Did you want me to say something? Because I just pushed.
No. I absolutely want you to share. You're the first. You're setting the example. You're paving the way. Why are you in Nikan, Gisela?
You know, I can cry about it, but I don't know if you can. But I was in a body cast from my neck to my knees, and I had a severe. And I brought a body cast from Germany in a specially made box. And the doctor said I would never get better, but I would get worse. And they said I would go from sanatorium to sanatorium, because that's what the Germans do at that time. And so, you know, I had that in my mind that I would never get better. But then later on I thought, no, I'm going to get better. So if you maybe understand that I laid a lot of hands on televisions where people were preaching about healing, and for some reason, you know, I always thought I would get it. But then when we were introduced by Vance's parents to Nick, and I said to my husband, don't get into that. That's voodoo religion. I don't want any part of it. It's Eastern religion. We don't know anything about all this. Well, he just didn't listen, but I didn't know that. And a few days later comes this big pad delivered at the time by FedEx, and I said, you didn't do that. And he said with his deep voice, we are going to sleep on this tonight. And I said, you know, you never came against him, but I said, one night only. I know it won't work. And, you know, I slept on, the Lord had to be good to me, because I wish I would have people who work, where it works like that. I slept on that pad one night, and the back aches. And if you know what sciatica is, when you get out of bed, and you slowly raise yourself with the hands on the nightstand and hope that it doesn't jerk in the back. That was gone in one night. And on the way to the bathroom, which I didn't know at the time, after I slept on that pad, I then realized my feet were not 2x4s anymore. That's what it felt like. They were not my feet. And when I came back, I realized what had happened. And I really had to apologize big time, because what happened to me. Now, this was emotional to me. I tell that story all the time, and it never, never gets old. Because, you know, I watch Joel Osteen on television, and he cries just about every time. And sometimes I just have to watch that I don't cry, because it is emotional to me. It is an experience that I never forget. And that's what Nikan did to me, and that's why I'm in it.
And Gisela, that's your story.
And it is my story. Nobody can take it away, and I know before, and I know after.
Exactly.
And I know when I pushed a stroller, and my one leg was so short, I thought, would it ever get longer again? You know, when I was, and I thought, the stroller is like a cane, and I thought, I would not want to be like this. But look today, I just have absolutely, I'm just a changed person.
And that's your story. So I'm going to, thank you, Gisela. Thank you for sharing your why. I appreciate it, and I know you've blessed many people who are listening. I'm going to bounce all the way to Lee Maurice. Let's go out to California. Lee, if you've hit star six, you're up.
Okay, can you hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear.
Okay.
Why are you in Nikan, Lee?
I'm in Nikan, or we are in Nikan, my husband and I, because I walk because of this product, these products. A few years back, we had a brick-and-mortar business, and it was a religious goods business. We just closed it this last September. And it had been 20, you know, we had been in the business for about 15 years when my health started to deteriorate. I had trouble getting up off the floor. I could not walk without limping. I had a hard time playing with my grandkids, and I was hesitant to share how much pain I was in with anyone, because I was way too young at the time to be in that kind of pain. The turning point for me was I went to my mother-in-law's funeral in Washington State, and being from California and having all this wonderful sunshine, we went up there to all the rain, and the pain was even more severe. And I, my sister caught me pulling myself up her stairs when I thought nobody was watching. And she says, "What is wrong with you?" And I said, "I don't know, but I'm going to go home and find out." And she says, "I have 80-year-old clients that walk better than you." And at that time, I was in my late 50s, mid to late 50s. And so, anyway, I came home. I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, with moderate to severe osteoarthritis, with osteopenia, and IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. And so I went to the doctor, and when he told me I had moderate to severe osteoarthritis, and not knowing a lot about it, I said, "Well, that's just not acceptable. I need to get rid of it." And he looked at me, and he says, "Well, you can't get rid of that, but I can give you some medication for it." And God, incidentally, a few weeks prior, I had read an article about the downward spiral with medication, and one leads to another, which leads to another. And I thought, "Oh, I hope I never have to do that." So I told him, I said, "You know, I just read about something that is all natural," and that was I had heard about the bone pack in Neakin. And we were not active at that time in Neakin. We had a mattress pad before they sold the packs, and that was pretty much what we had. And so I heard about the bone pack, and I decided to go on it, and a month later, I was feeling better, and I thought it was just in my head. 3 weeks after that, I was so measurably better, I knew it wasn't in my head, and 6 months later, I had the opportunity to meet Dr. Narain Naidu. And so being that he had developed the bone pack and he had given a talk here in California, I went up to him and I said, "I just need to tell you, I walk because of this product." And he told me, he says, "That makes all the hours of work so worthwhile." And so I asked him, I said, "You know, I haven't had any IBS issues for 6 months. I said, is there something in this product that causes that?" And he just looked at me and smiled and said, "That's a side benefit." So from that moment on, I felt a moral obligation to share Neakin, because how could you have something this wonderful and know that there are so many people with so many problems? I no longer have the symptoms of IBS, of the arthritis, or of the fibromyalgia. And it's all because of the Neakin products. And it's, you know, it's grown. We now have a complete wellness home, and it's grown to, you know, the use of all the other products also. But to want to share that, God's really impressed upon my heart that you need to do this to share with other people what, you know, I've enabled you to see and have. So that's my story, that's my motivation, and we now want to go out and share it with the rest of the world, our family, our friends, our neighbors, our whoever. I mean, in the beginning, I actually would run out of my store if I saw someone walking with a terrible limp or something. "Here, you know, can we talk?" Mm-hmm. "And I have something that can help you." I've tamed that down a bit since. But
that's your story, and you're sticking to it, Lee.
I am.
And that's what we do when we do. Hey, let's thank you, Lee. Let's go to Gary, Indiana, to Pat Kelly. I know she's commuting up to Chicago this morning. And Pat, if you're able to hit *6 on your phone and demute yourself.
Good morning. Yes, this is Pat Kelly, and I am in the process of moving my stuff down to the car. I am going to a meeting with Mercy Associates. We're a group of men and women who try to bring more mercy into the world. And today is our relaxation day, except that I get to tell them about Nikan.
And so Pat, why? Why are you a Nikan? Why are you doing what you're doing today?
Well, you know what? I'm 74, and I've been a Nikan for 20 years, and I've not done much with it. And I thought, you know what? I could get old, you know? So I'm doing it. I'm doing it because I want to have enough money to spread around that people who are struggling so hard can have, I'm planning on doing microloans so that people who need a car so they can work can get it. And who need this or that, they can get it. So.
And if, for those of you listening, if you don't understand the concept, or you've never heard the concept of a microloan, what Pat is talking about is something that is revolutionizing third world countries, in that people who can't afford or that don't have the credibility to go to a bank to start a business, that people from other developed countries, like someone like Pat, will come in and say, hey, I'm going to loan you this set amount of money, and here's the criteria. And literally, it's helping to revitalize communities and villages and cities around the world, because we are taking from our abundance of what we've been blessed with and investing it into other people. And so that's...
focusing on Gary, Indiana. Later, but Gary is really in trouble.
and Gary, Indiana is, I think, the word that you used. It was once known as the armpit of yeah, not only Indiana, but the United States. It's just
what it used to be. When you go through, it used to be the steel mill smelled so bad that when you went through here, it really did smell awful. Now, we're much better than that, but we have a long way to go as far as upping our standards and our income levels and the possibilities for our people.
And that's part of why you're in Nikan. To generate funds, to generate income, and to model that and teach that to other people. Okay, Pat, I'm going to let you get back to unloading your car. And I do believe this is not just a ladies' call this morning. I do believe, anyways. I want to see, I know Wei from California, as I call her, the little Asian tornado. And I know Wei won't be offended in that comment, because Wei does not take no for an answer ever. Wei, would you mind sharing with the group why you're
here? I am here.
Okay,
hello.
Go ahead. And I know it's hard for you to capsulize and compartmentalize, just like it
right.
is for me.
Right, I'll start where I am, how I even started in Nikan. So back in 2002, I was a home health nurse. And I wasn't even targeted market, actually. I was just happened to be there, and they did something like a 21 club. So Tara McGuire is her new name, and just come and share this with the family that I was working with. Before my eyes, this child who have a special condition, SMA, he kind of curls up, and before my eyes, this magnetic pad just stretch him out. And being an energy healer, I've been doing that up now is like 20 years, so it's sort of like, okay, what is this all about? So I was pregnant at the time, and of course we do make a little statement, if you're pregnant, you don't, you're not supposed to use magnet. It's just if you're pregnant, you're not supposed to do anything. And I say, no, it's okay, just give me a rollout. And so I did went to the, what we call at the time, the wellness home. Presentation, learn a bit more, and really I have the healthiest body as far as anyone could think about, but I did have a little bit of lower back discomfort, which my husband had to massage every morning for me to get out of bed, and you know, something simple as this, people just had to live with it, because you've been pregnant, you're not going to take anything. So, however, just with one night on the magnetic pad, my pain went away, and behold, I said, oh, yeah, sure, even though I've been an energy healer, I feel very skeptic. Take it off, not sleeping on it, go through the same suffering, put it back on, boom, suffering, go away. So, I have no real reason to even do Nikan. My husband made good money, and however, you know, I just want to get him out of the rat race, so that's my inspiration to do Nikan. And over the course of years, of course, I had multiple car accidents and fibromyalgia. So thanks to the wellness home, I am able to recuperate. And I am beyond my age. I'm 44, but I think my body thinks I'm 20. I didn't have, you know, something that really occurred to me about the money issues, how much I supposed to be making, and I didn't really grasp that numbers until I realized that the power, the amazing things with these products that could save so much lives, and I have bigger vision than myself and my family is like, you were talking about Kiva, I am on that also, and it's like, you know, I realized that your why have to inspire and cried, and I literally cried. And there's so many people in Vietnam, like way in their boonies that no one even knows is existed. They're so poor. My goal is just like, I want to be able to have the finance to build these small houses that really self-sufficient. I was looking at the small home, I guess you call the tiny houses, the concept of it. Just imagine how that solar panel teach them about organic gardening, self-running sufficient. So my, so then it, you know, the number had made it more clear to me, so I can play big in this thing. So my goal is to earn $100,000 by December 23rd, 2016. So mathematically is doable. I call David up. Look, this is my number. David Martin is another fellow in our business that really, another entrepreneur mind. I say, this is what I need to do. What do you think? Is it doable? He say, yes. Yeah, you know, there's a formula. If anyone's interested, we can help you through that. And we kind of really revolutionized the way we can do Nikan without having to try to sell.
I'm gonna get into that in a bit. I want to... just something to throw into what you just said is that literally we have to remember that I can achieve any goal when it's broken down to attainable steps. We need to remember that. That if it's attainable, there's attainable steps, you know, to go from point A to point B. If I want to drink a water, it's very attainable for me to get up and go to the kitchen and get that water out of the waterfall or grab my Nikan Primax sport bottle. It's very attainable. Now for some people, that's a big stretch because those attainable steps are a lot bigger because of a disability. Or maybe they don't have the time. I mean, but breaking it down, any goal can be reached if it's broken down into attainable steps. We, you know, how do we eat an elephant? It's one bite at a time. And, I appreciate you sharing that because what you've reminded us is that, hey, there's a balance to it. And so far there's been a common theme, and those of us shared, I want to ask two more to share. LaVon Wagenbach, I believe you're calling in today from Florida. Usually she's in Illinois. And LaVon, if you can hit *6 on your phone if you're on the line. And LaVon, there we go. Good morning.
Yeah.
Can you share with the group? You're in a little different scenario. Financially than most, I'll just say it that. And as you shared with me, we're very financially set at the whole family and secure because of what you and Cy were able to create and invest it properly with Nikan years ago. And you could literally, for all intents and purposes, go retire and do nothing. You don't have to do Nikan to increase your finances. However, I think and I know you well enough to know there's a passion there. Why do you want to share Nikan with others? Why are you in Nikan?
Well, you know, Vance, when we got into Nikan, our why was totally different than it is today. My biggest why then was to be debt free, and because of Nikan, we've become debt free and able to share with others. I just want to tell you a little story, if I can. My husband had this money clip, and he put $100 bills in it. And he, shortly before he passed away, he was talking to my sons, and he laid it on the table, and he said, "You guys, I don't know how this works, but I put $100 bills in here, and I give it away, and it always comes back." So for Christmas, I got every one of my children the exact same money clip. And they're putting their own $100 bills in it now. And it's not quite working the way it did when their dad did, but it's working. And that is a family legacy that we can pass down. And we have a construction company, which is a family legacy we can pass down. But, you know, not everybody has that plan B. And that is my passion now, is to share that with my whole family and with others. I was sitting out in the hot tub last night. I'm really down here in Florida for a month just to figure out what my next step is in life. And this couple was there, and the one lady was home. She's the administrator of her home, and she was called into the upper management, and she said, in fact, I had already wiped my pictures off the table because off of her desk, because she said, I thought they're going to give me the axe, and she said they didn't. But I said, so what's your plan B? Well, she said, I hadn't thought about it. I got a pretty good retirement. And I said, you know, that's something that you need to think about, Dan. I think I know I have something that I can share with you. If you're interested, maybe we can sit down and talk in the next time we're, you know, they're going to be around here for another week. And they were very interested. You know, and that's what is that. I just want to show the plan to people so they have an option instead of have to just live on their retirement or whatever they have.
And that's that's exactly why that we have the opportunity that we have. Levon, you have seen, and your husband, Cy, was and still is, even though he has passed on and is enjoying his eternal reward, I still look at him as the one who taught me so much about the Nikan solutions in simple, demonstrative ways on how to quickly share them with people and say, this is what, you know, I could tell you all how these magnets work and what, you know, how God created the earth as a magnet and all this, but let's just see what it'll do for you.
Yep.
And being not forward, but simply passionate about letting these products work on people in a matter of seconds every single time, just like gravity, and that's part of that legacy, is saying, hey, let's do this. Because the rest of the world, as we've heard from several people, well, we could put you in a body cast. We can give you a list of medications. We could, because you never, as Lee Maurice was told, you're never going to not have these things. That's a lie that unfortunately so many of us become susceptible to. And we've got all the solutions to help correct it. We just need to get going in the right direction and do that. I want to thank you, Levon, for sharing that, because that's exactly why you're in Nikan. And it's going to get refined and retooled and go from there. I want to ask one more. And Matthew, if you're on the line, if you can hit *6, I feel like an odd man out here, being the only guy who's sharing. Matthew Woodside, are you on the line? *6. Not hearing. Okay. Well, we'll wrap it up with that. I want to, again, just reiterate, your why should make you cry. There's a commitment, and it's literally like the windows of heaven open up, and the universe aligns everything that could possibly be supporting us and backing us when we make that commitment and we establish our why. Years ago as a teenager, and I can't point to the day, the time, or how old I was, there was something burning in my spirit. I saw what my parents were doing, as both of them being entrepreneurial, my grandparents, very limited time as employees. They usually always had their own business or businesses. And even though there are so many benefits to having that, when you start dealing with employees, whether it's in a restaurant or in a construction or anything, there are downsides to that. And I watched my parents work with a nutritional network marketing company, and I saw that, oh man, they got it. They're stocking their own inventory, and they're involved in the shipping, and people coming over to our house at all times of the day, and that was all good. And the benefits, again, the tax write-offs were fantastic. But as a kid, I kept thinking, there's got to be a different way to restore back to the culture that we had once in North America, to be able to work from home as a family unit, to enjoy the benefits of that, so that somebody else isn't raising our children, but we get to be involved in that in an environment. And today, in 2015, we have so much that completely makes this possible, and Nikan is the ideal, if not the perfect vehicle to make that happen. My why is to live my life every day knowing that I'm leaving a living legacy for future generations. And that comes out of that, again, that dream as a teenager, saying that, you know, my parents are always gone. And I don't have any emotional scars of, you know, being, you know, in a home where with two other brothers and, you know, my parents leaving us notes on what to do. I learned values and principles of hard work. And my point is this, that if there's a dream and there's a glimpse of, okay, I don't like what I'm seeing, then that should be part of that dream, part of that why. And my why, that what continues to motivate me is, I want to work from home, if you want to call this work. I want to be able to impact people's lives. Like what I experienced last night at our small group Bible study. You know, two of the women that were there, and we're a small group, okay, by every definition. There's only six of us. But two of the ladies, the only two that were there besides my dear wife, both dealing with chronic back issues. And Stacy started sharing them, and she went and grabbed her MagFlex, and I could see both the men were going, oh boy, we turned this into a magnet meeting, and it was so much fun. And I learned a new trick. You can take a paper clip and stand it on end, put both of the rounded sides down on a small paper clip, and this is a little energy demo that I'm sharing with you, a little tip, on a MagFlex, on a pair of M strides, or on a power chip, setting on a table or on the floor, setting flat. You can take that paper clip and you can stand it on end, and because of the Dynaflux magnetics, both the north and the south, or the negative and the positive poles, throwing that magnetic field straight up and radiating it, it suspends or supports that paper clip. Again, both the rounded sides down, the two loops, pointing down right in the center of that power chip or that Dynaflux magnet in a mag stride or the mag flex, and it takes a little bit to get it right dead in the center, but it explains for the technical. And I got, you know, one of the gentlemen, he's an engineer, and the other gentleman owned his own company for 34 years, and they're kind of looking at it, they're going, oh, that makes perfect sense. And I looked at the two ladies and I said, the hippies in our area are those who are really in touch with the earth. They will describe these as grounding or earthing technologies. We bring what God put in the earth, what out there in Mother Nature, we bring that into our lives. We walk on these, and we put this pad on our back. And Sid says, oh, yeah, well, that's what Stacy was saying, but you can use it on your tummy, or you can. I said, oh, yeah. Before she even got home, I had her registered as a customer, and late last night she sent me a text and said, I can't wait to look at all the products. To see which one would be best for me to start with. That's how much fun, and it further supported my why, that we can do this one person at a time and really, really have some fun with it. Focus again on establishing that why. What is it that compels us to do this, that we want to do this more of, and really, really have some fun with it? That's why we're in Nikan. We have to. It's not something we write down. It's something that it's in our spirit. It's in our heart, and it drives us because we either had an experience or we saw an experience, and it's so much more than that. And that's what it is when it becomes so much bigger than who we are. going to switch gears now, but I wanted to just focus in on that. Thank you for each one of you who is sharing, because this is exactly what we need other people to really grasp hold of, establishing that why.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.